Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during the supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from the God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dried them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on, he reclined at table again. He said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." Hello everyone, this is Milene, a Filipina missionary, currently assigned in Tagaytay, Philippines. Today is Holy Thursday, and the Gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of John chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. The Gospel is a bit long, but I will focus my reflection on one of the important messages that Jesus convey in this Gospel. This act of Jesus' washing the feet of his disciples is a powerful and deeply symbolic representation of his humility and servitude. So today, I will focus more my reflection on the humility of Jesus. On the last part of the Gospel, Jesus said, "I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." We have seen in the Gospel that Jesus, who was regarded as a teacher and leader by his disciples, took on a role of a servant. By washing their feet, he showed that true leadership is not about power or authority, but about serving others with humility. Through this action, Jesus demonstrated that all people, regardless of their status or position, are equal in the eyes of God. He broke down social barriers and emphasized the importance of treating everyone with respect and dignity. And beyond the physical act of washing the feet, Jesus used this gesture as a symbol of spiritual cleansing. He explained to his disciples that unless their feet were washed by him, they could have no share with him. This signifies the need for spiritual purification. The humility that Jesus wants us to learn from him is is not just an external humility but a spiritual one, being able to recognize our own mistake and ask forgiveness, and also to forgive those who have done us wrong. To ask forgiveness and to forgive is also a way to liberate from pain and burden that we carry in our heart. I remember my experience carrying a heavy burden of anger and pain towards someone who wounded me deeply. It took me years before I was able to forgive the person. But the moment I was able to forgive the person through God's grace and by recognizing that no matter how deep the wound He created in my life, He still carries the image of God and He is loved and forgiven by God like me. It was a liberating experience for me. Jesus' action on Holy Thursday exemplifies His profound love for His disciples and all humanity. He showed that love is not just a feeling or a word but a tangible, selfless action. His love was unconditional, extending even to Judas, who would betray Him. Maybe it would be good also to examine our own lives and consider how we can live out the principles of humility, of love, and service in our interactions with others. It serves as a reminder that the true greatness is found in serving others, and that imitating the humility of Christ can lead us to a more compassionate and loving world. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.